If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. How many people here feel called to be a prophet? Nobody? Nobody? One?
You didn't follow Father's lead?
Nobody did at the 11 o'clock either. I want to talk about how each and every one of us is called to be a prophet. By the very nature of our baptism, not only are we called to be prophets, but we're given authority to be prophets. We're given everything we need to be prophets. So why is it then that you think we're a little hesitant to volunteer to be a prophet? I want to talk to you about what a prophet is, because I think sometimes, perhaps, we misunderstand, because of the reading in our first reading from Deuteronomy, we sort of misunderstand what a prophet really is. I want to begin by telling you what a prophet is not. A prophet is not someone who can look into the future or predict the future. It's not someone who is magical in their speech. It's not someone who serves as a medium, not even a large or an extra large. Nobody at 11 o'clock got that joke either. I'm slipping. What a prophet is someone who is courageous enough to speak the truth of who God is. To speak to the real love that God has for each and every one of us. A prophet is one who is simply willing to speak the word of God. But that doesn't mean that we have to have the scriptures memorized. We don't have to stand here and speak verse and chapter. All we need do is have the courage to speak with authority about the good news that Jesus Christ is for each and every one of us. And yet, for some reason, we're afraid to do that. I would like to suggest to you that the reason we're afraid to do that is because it's part of our human nature to harden our hearts. If you think about how we receive things, it is so easy for us to receive insults, to receive commentary that is derogatory toward us, to expect less of ourselves because of something someone has shared with us. In fact, after the 11 o'clock Mass, God bless you, after the 11 o'clock Mass, a woman came up to me and she said, "You know, Joe, I think the reason nobody raised their hands is because, you know, we Catholics, we're taught humility. And we're sort of taught that we just don't know enough to do what we're supposed to do." That's a false humility. And our hearts become hardened because too easily we allow the negative to enter into our hearts. And the positive tends to bounce off our hearts. How good are you at receiving compliments? How good are you at someone pointing out something wonderful about you? But how good are you at hearing something from your boss or your spouse or your parent or your neighbor that's negative? It's so much easier for us to take on the anxiety of the world into our hearts. Now, I don't know what planet Paul was on when he wrote this letter. But to suggest, are there any single people out there who don't have any anxieties in the world? Well, Paul was writing to a community that wasn't subjected to a 24-hour news cycle. He wasn't writing to people who had access to social media and the internet. It was a pretty small world that people understood there. And now we have this huge world where news is transferred to us in a matter of milliseconds. And unfortunately, if we look at the news, there's not a lot of good news. It's usually bad news. And for whatever reason, we tend to take that in. And it blocks and fills our hearts and prevents us from being able to take in the good news. The good news that Jesus Christ is love and calls each and every one of us to that same love. I want to suggest to you that this negativity and this anxiety of the world, they are the evil spirits in our hearts that we have to give Christ permission to cast out from us. And that's what brings us here this evening. We come here to invite Christ into ourselves. And as we do that, let it be our prayer that as Christ comes into us, we can make room in our hearts by letting him drive out that evil of anxiety, that evil of negativity, and allow Christ and love to reside in our hearts. That is what we need to transform this broken world. Now, being a prophet isn't all fun and games. Because unfortunately, because the world thrives on negativity and anxiety, because this is the realm of the evil one, because the world thrives on anxiety, it doesn't always want to hear the good news. And we might be criticized for speaking the good news, but we can't allow that to stop us. So this evening, as we come forward to receive Christ in the Eucharist, let us be open to inviting Christ into our hearts to drive out the evil that exists in our hearts in negativity and anxiety, to make room for the true love of God that God wants for each and every one of us. How many people here feel called to be prophets? Let's do this. Let's do this.